Good morning, Rabbosai. Welcome to our Sunday morning Hilchos Yichud Shir. We're learning the end of Hilchos Yichud, and we have a very unusual halacha that is very little known. And we began the discussion last week, and I want to remind yourself of the Gemara, and then we're going to go back to what we're up to. Gemara of Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph, tells us two halachas, both of a similar theme. They're both related to a situation that we are concerned that could lead to inappropriate behavior. So the Gemara says two halachas. Tani Rav Yosef, Armalta lo tarbi kalba, an almana, a single woman, an older single woman or an almana should not raise a dog because we're concerned that something inappropriate could happen with the pet dog. That sounds a little bit stretching it. Especially because we hold that we're not concerned with an issue of a Mishkav Zachar. So the Gemara, so we saw that Tosa says it's not that we're actually worried that she's going to do something wrong. It's more that we're concerned that people might say that she's going to do something wrong. We're worried more about protecting her dignity and protecting her image in the community more than we're concerned that something inappropriate would actually occur. So it's interesting that this halacha, which sounds, you know, why are you being so mean to this poor old single woman? To the contrary, we're trying to protect her, if anything. We're not worried that something's going to happen, but we don't want people to say that she has this dog for her pleasure. And secondly, the second halacha is Lo Tishrei Bar Beirav, a yeshiva boy, a yeshiva man, shouldn't stay Be'ushbiza, being hosted by a single woman. So clearly, we're not talking about a case where, you know, he's going to have yichud with a single woman. Of course, we know that yichud is asur. So the way the Rambam says this isur is very broad, very broad. The Rambam says that this Gemara is telling us that a young man, a young yeshiva guy, asur l'tamid chacham, it sounds like it's a specific isur that for someone whom we hold at a higher level of, we expect a higher level of a tznius from, asur a Talmud Chacham, not a regular person, but a Talmud Chacham, it's asur lishkon, to live in the same chatzer sheyesh ba'almana, even though there isn't any yichud. Afa pi she'ena misyached. A Talmud Chacham shouldn't be living in the same chatzer. So if you have a chatzer, you know, nowadays it's really a big shayla if we have a chatzer b'zman hazen. I'll explain what I mean in a minute. But theoretically, if you assume that a hallway in an apartment building is like a chatzer, right? You have a bunch of people whose house opens into one common area. Well, that's an apartment building, you know, hallway. I lived in Washington Heights. We lived on the sixth floor. And the hallway was where we played, where the kids rode their tricycles up and down the hallway. And the ladies talked recipes in the hallway. And I would put a chair in the hallway and watch the kids play, you know, so that they didn't, you know, fall down the steps on their tricycles, which almost happened a few times. So if we decide that that's called a chatzer, that means you can't have a single woman on let's say it was on the sixth floor. Apartment 6A is a single woman, and apartment 6D or 6E or 6F is a ben Torah. Can't live on the same floor of the apartment building. Have you ever heard such a thing? That's what the Rambam seems to say. And that's what the Ravid says, that this seems extreme, Mr. Rambam. The Rambam says, Hifriz Amidosev. The Rambam is taking this a little bit too far. All the Gemara had told us is that she shouldn't be an achsan, an ushpiza, like ushpiza. She shouldn't be a hostess to a single man. If you have a single woman, yes, I could hear that a single woman should not be the hostess to a single man, unless he's with his wife, of course. That makes sense. You don't want them, you know, even if they avoid yichud with whatever thing, you know, however details of the halachas of yichud, you avoid, you know, the technical halacha of yichud, but still you have a single woman hosting a single man. Yes, I realize that that could be inappropriate, certainly, for a Talmud Chacham to do. But the way the Rambam couches this halacha, it's much broader. And the Ravid accuses him of being too severe, that a Talmud Chacham can't even live in the same chatzer as a single woman, unless his wife is with him. He can't rent an apartment two, three, four, five doors down from where a single woman happens to have an apartment. Did you ever hear of such a chumrah? That's what the Rambam seems to say. Now, I want to digress for a minute about what the status of a chatzir is, because this halacha, do we have a chatzir bizman hazeh? Maybe this whole halacha doesn't apply nowadays, and I'll tell you why. Because maybe we don't have a chatzir nowadays. What do you mean? Chatzir is a common yard, right? It's a little bit more complicated than that. The Chazon Ish says this, and it's important in Hilchas Chanukah, because we know in Hilchas Chanukah, you're supposed to light the Chanukah candles at Pesach Beiso to the Chatzir, or Pesach Chatzir to the Rishus HaRabim. So there's a discussion in Eretz Yisrael, if you're supposed to light at the doorway of your apartment building to the street. If you go to Yerushalayim, that's exactly what you'll see. In Yerushalayim, this is Minhag Yerushalayim, not Bnei Brak, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But in Yerushalayim, we assume that the chutz, that the common hallways of apartment buildings and the common lobby of an apartment building has a din of a chutzir, because that's the common area between people's residences. And that's why in Yerushalayim, that when they light Chanukah candles, they light at the Pesach Beiso, Pesach of the chutzir to the Rishus HaRabim. So Machlokas says Pesach Beiso to the chutzir, chutzir to the Rishus HaRabim. So in Yerushalayim, they light at the lobby, where the lobby meets the front door of the street, where the street door, the entrance to your building, there's a lobby, and at the entrance of that lobby to the street is where the, you know, is the Pesach of the chutzir. That's what they do in Yerushalayim. That's because in Yerushalayim, they assume that a lobby is a chutzir. It's a commonly owned area, commonly used area outside of your house, or the fourth floor of your apartment building, also would be considered a chatzer. If that's the case, according to this Rambam, it should come out that you cannot have a Talmud Chacham living on the same floor, or maybe even share a lobby with a single woman, which is an incredible chumrah. But I want to tell you what you're going to see in Bnei Brak. In Bnei Brak, you're not going to see, you will almost never ever see a Chanukah camp menorah in the box on the street. You know why? You'll only see Chanukah candles in the windows, like we see in America. The boxes where you see Chanukah candles outdoors, you'll see that only in Yerushalayim and not in Bnei Brak. And the reason for that is because the Chazon Ish held that there's no such thing as a chatzir bizman hazeh. And the Gemara says that you're supposed to light outdoors on the Pesach of your house to the chutzir to the Rishus HaRabim. But according to the Chazon Ish, there does not exist bizman hazeh chutzir. And I'll tell you why. Because says the Chazon Ish, and this is an important yisod in many areas of halacha, in Hilchas Chanukah, maybe here in Hilchas Yichud, maybe also in Hilchas Erevin and Shabbos, I'll tell you why the concept of a chutzir doesn't exist. The Chazon Ish says, you know what a chutzir was? A chutzir wasn't just a hallway or a lobby or a shared backyard. The chutzir was where people ate, and the chutzir was where people cooked, and the chutzir was where the children played, and the chutzir was where people hung out. And what did you do in your house? Slept. All the activities were in the chutzir. And nowadays we don't do that, because nowadays we have kitchens in our house. And nowadays we have kitchen tables or dining room tables in our house. Yes, it's true. If you're in the bungalow colony, you hang out. The kids play in the common yard. Or if you have a hallway, if you have apartments and the kids play in the hallway or in the lobby, yes, that's true. But that's not the chutzir, that's not as common a living space as the chutzir of old times, says the Chazon Ish. In the olden days, they used to have the ovens outside in the chutzir. They used to wash their clothing outside in the chutzir. They used to eat their sudas outside in the chutzir. And everybody would be in the chutzir. So you see, the chutzir was much more of a common place, and the houses were just one small bedroom for everyone to sleep and to store some stuff. They store their stuff. They store their things in the chutzir. Nowadays, the only thing you leave in the hallway maybe is a bicycle and a carriage. That's the only thing you'll see in a lobby. In a building that has a lot of kids, the only thing that you'll find in the lobby is a stroller. Maybe a bicycle, you know, locked to the stairs, you know, the banister of a staircase. People don't leave their stuff. They don't leave their clothing. They don't leave their goods. They're canned food items. They don't leave that in the chutzir, in the lobby, or in a hallway. So if that's the case, it makes our halacha a little bit better. You understand that a chutzir is the chutzir of old, in the time of Chazal, was a place where people were very taka, really living together. There was much more of an interaction. It wasn't just like a shared hallway or a shared lobby. It was a place where everyone lived together. What's that? Okay, Rav Tashmish, the majority of your daily activities were in the chatzer, and that's not true of our hallways or our lobbies. We have living rooms and dining rooms and kitchens and bedrooms. So in the olden days, you only had your house was a bedroom and everything else was in the chatzer. So now you can understand a little bit more the Rambam when the Rambam says that you're not allowed to live. If you have a chatzer where there's a chatzer where you have an almana living in the chatzer, so she has her bedroom. And then all of her activities are in this public area. And you have another guy, you know, a Talmud Chacham, whose wife isn't present, and he's living in one of the other houses that are open to the Shem Chatzah, and he's hanging out with a single woman is hanging out. So that we can understand why what the Rambam means, that it's inappropriate for a Talmud Chacham to live in the same Chatzah as an Almana, even though there's no Yichud. It's not a so you're there's no yichud, right? The problem is that you're right that there are people there, and you're right that there's no yichud, but there's too much interaction that we assume with a single woman and a Talmud Chacham who should be a little bit more aware of what's around him and its tznius. Again, this is not a halacha for everybody. This is also the Talmud Chacham. It's like a higher level expectation of a Talmud Chacham with a single woman. We're just a little bit more concerned, a little bit more. We hold that him to the higher level. Now, that's what we saw some of these points last week, at the end of last week. But comes the Magen Mishnah, and the Magen Mishnah is trying to protect the Rambam. You see, the Ravid said that if you look in the Gemara, which is the source for this all, the way the Gemara says the Talmud Chacham shouldn't be Lotishri Barbirav Beushpiza in the hosting of a single woman, which I hear, and the Rambam is extending it to living in the same chatzer. So the Magen Mishnah tries to salvage a little bit what the Rambam means. It says the Magen Mishnah that the only thing the Rambam is asking is if this is done if they live there in a real kvius. In a consistent basis, Ve'evshus Rabbeinu Sover, the Rambam, when the Rambam says it's aser, shehahis achsenus shubederach mikra is mutter. If you're there, you know, you just happen to be staying there, you know, for a short time, once in a while, that's okay. Because we actually have a mefurshah Gemara that seems to be against what the Rambam's paskin. Because let me show you, says the Magen Mishnah, Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, pamachas nesarachti. I was traveling, says Rabbi Yeshua. I didn't have my wife with me. And I went into an Asar Nachsanya. And apparently this Achsanya was hosted by a single woman, apparently, I guess. Obviously there's no Yichud. There might have been many people in this motel. And according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to be in the same Chatzir. Not even allowed, even if it's a different room, a different house, you can't be in the same Chatzir. Yet the Gemara says that he did. So apparently visiting is okay. Because remember, there's no yichud here. It's just that if you're going to live in the same place and you're going to get very familiar with a Talmud Chacham, is getting very, exceedingly familiar over a long period of time with a single woman in the same chatzer, that's what we're worried about. If it's a living situation where you get to know each other and you get really friendly and she's a single woman and you're a Talmud Chacham and your wife isn't with you, that's the scenario that we want to avoid. But even the Rambam wouldn't say it's usher to be in the same chatzir for a minute or for a night or even for a few nights just to visit. He means to live there bekvias. So he's trying to soften what the Rambam meant when the Rambam, you know, had this tremendous chumrah that, again, the Gemara only says you shouldn't be living in her, you shouldn't be hosted by her. So the Rambam says you can't even be in the same chatzir. No, he means the same chatzir if it's a bekvias. But for a short amount of time, it's okay. Let's see how this Shulchan Aruch Taka paskins based on everything that we learned. We had a machlo Rambam against the Ravid, explained by the Magen Mishnah. But how do we paskin? Halacha l'maaseh rabbosai. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Zayin as we head towards these extra sugyas in Hilchas Yichud. Asur l'tamil chacham, says the Shulchan Aruch. So again, this is not a regular halacha for Hilchas Yichud, because Hilchas Yichud is asur. Whether you're a big Talmud Chacham, it doesn't matter. We're all bound by Hilchas Yichud. This is a specific limitation to a Talmud Chacham. Also, a Talmud Chacham, lishkon, to live, the word lishkon is to live, not just to visit, b'chatzer sheyesh b'almana, Afil eino misyachid iba. Even if he's not going to have yichud with her, he shouldn't be in the same chatzer. Mipnei hachshad. Ah, you see, what does hachshad mean? Does it mean that he's going to potentially do something wrong, or people will be choshed him that he's doing something, that he might come to do something wrong? I don't know. Not sure. Unless, of course, his wife is with him. Like, if you live there with your wife, then, of course, there could be, if Talmid Chacham lives there with his wife, and down the next two doors over in the bungalow in the chatzer is a single woman, that's fine, of course. But if he's by himself, that would be inappropriate. I assume that if there's a married woman, especially a married woman whose husband is around, then she's gonna, you know, she's off limits. It's more, I assume an almana and a single girl should be the same. I would assume an almana and a single girl should be the same. That's what I would assume. I could be wrong, because of the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, it's, and the Rambam and the Gemara, it's all talking about an almana, but I think a single girl would be probably the same. The thing is, historically, single girls lived with their parents, so this is not a shaila. Single girls lived with their father. Who is the kind of woman who lives by herself? They don't have a singles community on the Upper West Side. So who's a single girl who lives by herself? An almana. That's an example of a single girl living by herself. Yes, Avi. Yes, except for the fact that camping is not bekeva. And the way the Magen Mishnah says, maybe it's only aser bekvius. But yeah, that would be true. If you had a tent, if they had a tent and people were living there in a tent situation where you just sleep in your tent and you do everything outside, you know, all the people in the neighborhood together, that would be true. But again, that's only if that's how they live bekvius, according to the Magen Mishnah's limitation. But that would be an equivalent, yeah. Okay. So that's the point that the Taz makes, I just told you. And the Ravid, if you remember, this halacha that we saw here, the Rambam again said that you can't live in the same chatzer, and the Ravid said that the only problem is lehitachsein ima, to be hosted by her. So we have two, again, the Rambam says it's also to live in the same chatzer as her. And the Ravid says, expanding what the Gemara says. The Gemara only says you can't live, like, be hosted by her, which is much more intimate than just being in the same chatzer, on, you know, not have any direct connection with her. Says the Taz, the Ravid who made this limitation is only if you're being hosted by her. V'haravid diek lashon ushpiza. What does it mean, ushpiza? You know what the word ushpiza is. Ushpiza is a host, a hostess, a guest. Perish dehi titin lo makom lechabdo. When is it aser? The Ravid says, and the Ravid has a stiuk in the Gemara. It's only if she's providing for him. Like, if you're a host, if you're hosting somebody for Shabbos, that means you're taking care of them. You're going to give them linen. You're going to give them food. You're going to give them snacks. You're going to have coffee to give them when they need coffee at early in the morning, or they want some tea before they go to sleep at night. You're going to provide all that for them. L'hachilo mishallah derech kiruv hachnasas archim. That's the svara. The svara is when you're hosting, again, we're not worried about yichud. This is not a shayla of yichud. There is no yichud. But if a woman would be hosting him, even if there wouldn't be yichud, there's a certain care, a certain, I don't want to use the word intimate, but a certain care that a hostess would express, as in any example of hachnasas orchim, you provide for the person and you take care of their needs. That's where the iser is, says the Taz. Aval adirish yesh lo mishalav ein sarechla. There's no kiruv there. You don't have to worry about, there's no emotional connection between two people who happen to have a living space, you know, in proximity to one another. If he has all of the things that he needs, and he doesn't need to borrow her iron, and he doesn't need to borrow, you know, her to make her food. He has his own place where he has his own iron and his own, you know, food, and she has her, you know, things and her stuff. Just because they happen to be living near to each other, that's not what the Yisr is, the Taz explains. The Isser is only, as the way the Ravid is telling us, that it's a matter of hosting. It's, again, where there's no yichud, but even hosting generates a care for the person whom you're taking care of, because you have to provide all their needs. That's the kind of Isser that the Gemara is telling us. What about that story where we had, Rabbi Yeshua told us, you remember if there was a story that we had a story in Erevin, Rav Yehoshua says, I once was hosted by a certain achsanya, by a woman. Why is that mutter? Even the Ravid, who says that it's only asur if you're being hosted, that why did that story in Erevin says Rav Yehoshua what was hosted by a woman? It's not shver, the story that Rav Yehoshua stayed was hosted by an almana. Again, no yichud. But even so, he's being taken care of by this hostess. Isn't that a problem according to everybody? Apparently, she just provided the room, but not the board. He just paid for the motel room. You have a woman who has a bed and breakfast. And he paid for his bed, and she didn't give him breakfast. So if a woman runs a hotel, and a single woman runs a motel, and she has a bunch of rooms, and somebody, lives in that motel, rents a room in that motel, or even if she has a house, and she rents out rooms in the house, and there's no yichud because there are, every room has a different, different people all over coming in and out, there are no locks and doors, no yichud. But we would say you can't have a single woman have a hotel, have a motel, have a rent out rooms in her house. No, that's only, says the Taz, if you're providing for the person. If she would be feeding the person, you're right. In a way of hachnasas orchim. But if he just pays for his room and provides for all the things, he's going to go out to eat, or he'll bring some tuna fish and crackers and saltines in his room. Ein kan kiruv etzla. That's not a scenario where there's a kiruv, where there's an intimate, some kind of care of one for the other, the woman who's hosting, taking care of her guest. That's how she makes a living. She rents out rooms in her house. So there's no yichud because there are enough people around and the doors are unlocked. So there's no yichud. Oh, but if you, and she's not taking care of him like a hostess. This is her business. She rents out rooms in her house. Oh, she's a single woman, he's a talmid chacham, that's okay, because that's the way of business. As opposed to, if she would be providing, again, no yichud, but if she would be hosting somebody, even if there was no yichud, and providing his needs and taking care of him like an oreach, not as a business, not as somebody's, parnasa, that is the problem that we would have. Okay. Now, I'm going to take this a step further. I'm going to give you a big kula. And to see the gigantic kula that we're about to see, you have to look at the Gemara in its entirety. There are two phrases in the Gemara. When the Gemara tells us that a Talmid Chacham should not live should not be hosted by a single woman, the Gemara said two halachas. Number one, Tani Rav Yosef, Armalta lo tarbe kalba, an almana, the older single woman, shouldn't raise a dog. That was one halacha. The second halacha, that there's a second point that Rav Yosef says in the same breath, is that a Talmid Chacham shouldn't be hosted by a single woman. Now, it sounds that they're linked. It sounds that they're both a similar halacha. They both relate to something, to inappropriate behavior that we're worried about. But if you recall, when we spoke about that a single woman shouldn't raise a dog, shouldn't have a dog, Tosis told us, look at this Tosis. Lotar bekalba, she shouldn't raise a dog. Tosis said, we're not worried she's going to do anything wrong with the dog, mamish. It's only a concern, mishum lazo svasai ba'alma. People are going to talk. You see, the dog is always following that woman. It's because, they have some kind of awkward relationship. No, Chas HaShalom Tosfos says, Shelo nechshedu Yisrael al hazachar v'al habehema. We know, although Goyim might be different, but Klal Yisrael, we're not choshed that there is Mishkav Behema, Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema within Klal Yisrael. V'gama, we also know that for that sinner, there's no iser of yichud with a woman with a dog, or a man with a female dog. We don't have that iser. We don't have that iser yichud, because we're not worried about, we're not choshesh a yidin, we don't have kedusha, we're not choshesh that they're going to be involved in Mishkav Zachar. So why should she not raise a dog? It's only because people are going to talk. Laza sasayim ba'alma, people are going to talk. Oh, if that's the reason, now look back here. When Rav Yosef said two halachas, the first one was she shouldn't raise a dog. A single woman shouldn't raise a dog. And Tosis says, it's not really an iser. It's not an iser of yichud. It's not an iser that we're worried something will happen. It's just, we don't want people to talk. That's not an iser. That's a smart thing, an etzah tova that Chazal are saying to prevent people from bad-mouthing you. You see, what Tosfos just did is he dropped this from the level of halacha and made it more of an Eitzah Tova. When the Gemara says, don't raise a dog, Tosfos just says, there's no Isser here. It's just people are going to talk badly about you. Oh, so it means it's an Eitzah Tova, it's not a halacha. If that's the case, the second halacha that Rav Yosef tells me, that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't be hosted by a single woman, oh, apparently that's not either a halacha. That also probably is just an Eitzah Tova that we want to avoid, you know, people saying bad things. So if you have a Talmud Chacham who's being hosted, he's staying in a, you know, he's renting a room by an almana, that doesn't look proper. Not that it's us. Again, there's no yichud. There are plenty of people around. But it just doesn't look good for a Talmud Chacham who's there without his wife to be renting a room, who's living in proximity to a single woman. Ah, that's what the Taz suggests. The Taz says, just like we said by the first line of Rav Yosef, that when raising a dog, that's just because people are going to talk badly. Im kein, even the second halacha that Rav Yosef puts forth, that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't live in the same, be hosted by a single woman, that's also, look what's underlined, the chumra bi'alma hizu. It's just the chumra. And if that's the case, you and I know that there are many people. You remember, we were started with this terrible chumra of the Rambam. The Rambam had this gigantic chumra that was overwhelming, that a Talmud Chacham can't live in the same chutzer as a single woman. That's like, it's hard to live like that, especially if you assume that a floor of an apartment is like a chatzar, which we said maybe a floor of an apartment is not like a chatzar. And the Ravid also said that this is extreme because it's only if you're hosting, but Lamaisa, there's a Rama. The Rama says they shouldn't live in the same chatzar. So we're going to try to chip away at that. So number one, we have the Ravid who says that no, the Gemara only means that a woman can't host the man, and host in the sense of kvius, and host in the sense of taking care of him and providing his needs. Okay, but still, that's the Rambam still says they can't live in the same chatzer. Now, says the Taz, I'm going to add another layer of kula to try to chip away so that you don't have to be machmir for this Rambam. What is that? Based on what we just said from Tosfos, that it's only, this whole halacha is not really a real halacha, it's only a chumra ba'alma, to avoid lazo svasayim, it's not really an isser, it's just to avoid people bad-mouthing. Oh, but if nowadays that's what people do, so no one will badmouth it. Nearly de'ein lahara achshav, right? The Taz is worried that plenty of people, plenty of Tevda Chacham, single men, live in a chatzar where there happens to be a few doors down of a single woman. But Masha Dom, I feel Tevda Chacham, but chatzar sheyesh almana. Kol shekein, v'halana bilvabavei samana. Certainly nowadays when there's an almana who rents out her room, a room to Talmidei Chachamim, people do that all the time. So therefore, we could rely on Tosfos, who tells us that this whole Isser is not really an Isser, just like by dog, an older woman having a dog is not a real Isser, it's just that people are going to talk badly, so avoid it. So too, this issue of a Talmud Chacham in the proximity of a single woman is not really an Isser, it's just like an Eitzah Tova. And therefore, if people don't follow it, Nishke Ferlach, and therefore that's the Taz's suggestion, to be Mlamed Zuchus on Klai, so why you and I never really heard of this halacha? And why no one's makpid, you know, that people shouldn't have a Talmud Chacham living in the same chatzar as a... So if you have a bungalow colony, right, a bungalow colony is the closest thing to a chatzar that we have. Because people do everything outside. They eat outside on the porch. And, right, Beirish? When you eat Shabbos meals, you eat outside the porch, and all the kids are coming in and out, all the playing is outside, the women are outside all the time. What do you do inside? You sleep, and maybe you cook. That's about it. Even that's more than what the chatzar was. So, okay, bungalow colony is the closest thing you have to chatzar. And let's say you can't have, one second, hold on. So, you can't have a bungalow colony. You have a lady and her husband had a bungalow colony for 30 years. The husband dies, so she's an almana. She still goes up to the bungalow colony. And if you have a Talmud Chacham who's there and he's staying by himself without his wife, he can't be in the same bungalow colony? That's sort of what the Rambam comes out, which is a gigantic chumra. That's what I'm trying to point out. So that's why we're trying to melamed zachus that, first of all, there are those who argue on the Rambam, it's only if you're being hosted by the almana. Second of all, maybe this whole thing is not a din, it's only a chumra. We're worried about what people will say, and since no one's going to talk badly about it now, the way we live. It's not going to be normally bad mouthed. So therefore, this whole halacha sort of falls away, and you don't have to be so machmir for it. And anyway, I told you on my own that we don't really have the regular real chatzers of old. Yes, Yossi. Right, so that would be mutter because we saw that the way the Taz suggested that it might only be also if it's derech kvius, and that would be okay, right? And again, we're not talking about yichud. There's no yichud. The doors are unlocked. Doors are open ajar. Whatever it is, no yichud in the front room with big windows. But even but you know to live in a house, you know, again, imagine almana who has rooms. Has a lot of rooms in her house. So she lives on the top floor, and the first floor she has a guest room. So for a Talmid Chacham to live, and there's no yichud, because she has five guest rooms. There are always people all over the house. And the grandkids are coming in and out, there's no yichud. But still, b'kvius would be asur. Because of this concern, there's lazus fasayim. Yes, Avi. That's correct. Okay, so the Bungal Khan is closer to a chatzer, the closest thing that we have to a chatzer. Excellent question, yeah. The oil lady had two boys. The Shunamis had a husband because she wanted a baby. Yeah. Right, she asked her husband if we could build a room for this guest, for Alicia. Right. Okay. So we finished that halacha. That was an interesting halacha that we never really think about, and we see that we try to chip away at what the Shulchan Aruch said, not to host that a Talmid Chacham shouldn't be hosted by a single woman. We try to chip away little by little at that halacha. Okay, finally, just see one line in the Shulchan Aruch, just because that's the next sif of the Shulchan Aruch, sif Yud Ches, that we learned about it, but now we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch. One line, then we'll move on. Amana asur legadel kelev. So an older single woman should not have a dog, and we saw from Tosis that it's not really an isser that we're worried about yichur, that she's going to really do something wrong, but we don't want people to speak negatively when they see this dog that's very attached to her. It just looks, it's distasteful. Yes, Yossi. I assume a single woman here is a penuya also. In the olden days, there was no such thing as a single girl living by herself, because if she was still single, she'd live with her family, so it wouldn't happen. So the only scenario of a single woman was an almana. Yeah. Do I know single women who have dogs? Yes, I do. Okay. I guess emotionally they need it, and we saw from Tosis, it's only a chshon chumra. The word asura doesn't really mean asur, it means laza sasai, it doesn't look good, it's not proper, it's not ideal, okay. You know, if there are older singles and they need company and they're sad because they don't have anyone to care for, and the dog provides that, so maybe there's room lahako. Fine. Okay. Okay, but I guess that was not derech kvius. He probably used to stay there when she had when her husband was alive, and he didn't want to switch it once she was an aman. I assume he didn't want to. Yeah, sure. I'm sure there was no yichud. We're not talking about hilchas yichud. We're saying even if there's no hilchas yichud, there still would be this issue of living in the house of Almana, even without yichud. But again, it's only if it's derech kfiyos. Fine. If it's yichud, it's yichud. We're not talking about yichud. No, fine. New sugya. Rabosai. I know, if you're visiting, raising money for a week or two, or speaking somewhere for a week or two, that's not derech kfiyos. Derech kfiyos means you move in. So the tenant upstairs is a different house. That's like a totally different thing. We're talking about that she has a house and one of the rooms is, you know, she lives there with her husband and he has a room in the house. He's in the basement. He's on the first floor. They live on the second floor, but one house. You know, I'm talking about a tenant in a separate living quarter with a different entrance. That's just a regular rental unit. That's not what we're talking about. Okay, new sugya, Rabbosai. Brand new. New topic, new beginning, a new topic. This is going to be the next if in the Shulchan Aruch as we wind down in Hilchos Yichud. Again, random halachas that relate to not Yichud per se, but appropriateness of Yichud-like scenarios. Gemara B'Metzia tells us the following. This is not even the Gemara in Kedushin where it talks about Yichud. Gemara B'Metzia says, Isha kona es hashfachos, a woman can purchase female shefchas, ve'ena kona es havadim. But a woman, if you have a woman, again, not talking about a family, if you have a woman who's on her own, and she needs workers, if she lives on her own, she should not buy male slaves. We can understand what that means, we can understand why that would be. It's not appropriate for a single woman to be owning male slaves, because things could happen. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I disagree. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Kona Es Havadim, yes she can. She can be Kona Avadim, just like she could be Kona Shvachos, she could be Kona Avadim. And the Gemara discusses what's the context of this. It's against something else that we said earlier. This is in the middle of a sugya. And the Gemara says, you know, it depends. Kambed av ivri, kambed av iknani, as follows. There's a difference between what kind of avadim. Eved ivri tzniela. In other words, she's not allowed to buy an eved ivri. You know why? Because an eved ivri who has tznius, if she would do something inappropriate with the eved ivri, you know what, since he has tznius, he won't speak about it. He'll keep it under wraps, and therefore there's a possibility that they might do something inappropriate because she's not scared, because she knows that he would also be quiet about it. As Rashi explains, the Eved Ivri would be tznila, muchzak tznuhu beinaha. She perceives him as being tzniistic, because he's Jewish. Such that if they would do something inappropriate, shim yekalkalu yachad, again, it's not Eishes Ish, she's a single woman, but lo yispar, he wouldn't gloat, legalos hadavar. That's why it's usher to buy an Eved Ivri. However, to buy an Eved Kanani, that's not allowed, because Eved Kanani is paritzla. Paritzla, meaning he would tell the whole world. He would tell the whole world. Paritzla, he would boast. You know who I was with last night, and you know who I did this with, and that with, and that with. You know, my v'yireyahi lahafkilo esatzma. So she's going to be scared to be mafkir herself to this Eved Kanani, because he's not Jewish, he doesn't have any sense of shame, and he'll spread the word. So she would never do anything wrong with that guy. So it comes out to be like a very counterintuitive halacha. To buy an Eved Ivri, since he's more quiet, more tzniistic, therefore we're worried that something will happen, and she can't buy an Eved Ivri, a Jewish Eved. But to buy an Eved Kanani, that she could go ahead and buy an Eved Kanani, because since he's so paritzdic, she would always be scared to do anything with him because he's going to talk about it. He'll gloat about it. So it ends up that because he's more paritzdic, that's more mortar. And because an Eved Ivri is more tzniistic, therefore it's usher to have for her to buy an Eved Ivri. What a fascinating halacha. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia with Rashi. Comes the Rambam and he paskins in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, talking about all the halachas of Yichud. That's Perech of Beis. It's interesting that the Rambam, Yisurei Bia Perech of Beis, is where all of Hilchos Yichud are. And the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ha'ezer, is also Simen Chav Beis, which is what we're learning. So it happens to be both Chav Beis. Give me 1 second. Says the Rambam, I'll take a question in a second, Yossi. Says the Rambam, Lo tikna isha avadim zecharim, a woman should not buy male avadim. And he adds, afilu ketanim. What do you think she means? What do you think the Gemara means? What do you think the Rambam means? Afilu ketanim. It's not talking about a 12-year-old. Because a 12-year-old, what's the difference between a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old? Bar mitzvah, not bar mitzvah. That's not the concern. Afilu ketanim means even if he's not yet roi labia. Even a 5-year-old. Even a 6-year-old, she shouldn't. Why? So we could imagine. Because what happens with a 5-year-old? You know what happens to a 5-year-old in 5 years? He turns into a 10-year-old, and he is roi labia. So therefore, the Rambam says this issur of a woman acquiring an eved is so severe or so strong that we should avoid it even, this scenario should be avoided even when the boy is still a katan and not roi labia. The Rambam is saying that we should still not allow her to buy an eved because every 5-year-old in 5 years will be a 10-year-old. And therefore, if the Eved stays by this woman in a few years, he will be Roy Libya, and therefore she shouldn't buy it, even though when she buys that young Eved, that young male Eved, the boy is still young. And that's exactly what you see in the Rambam elsewhere, and you see he adds something though. The Rambam Hilchas Avadim, interestingly enough, not talking about Yisri Bia, not talking about Hilchas Yichud, but Hilchas Avadim, when it talks about buying an Eved, says a woman can buy shvachos, ha'isha kone shvachos, but ve'ena kone avadim, afil ketanim, v'pneach shad, like he said elsewhere, like he said in Yisrael Beer previously, that she should not buy a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old, because when he grows up, he'll be a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old, and Roy Libya. V'yara li, but the rabbi says, but I think, that's not what I think. V'yara li she'ena asur liknos ela eved ben tes shanim. I think it's only usher to buy an Eved once he's already Ra'i Labiyah, once he's 9 years old and Ra'i Labiyah. But to be choshish, this double chumrah, that you're worried that she's going to do something with an Eved, and even if he's a 5-year-old, you're going to want that 4 years from now, she's buying a 5-year-old Eved because 4 years from now, she wants to do something with him 5 years from now, that's already a little bit extreme. That's what Ram says, Yirai Ali. People have a question. Hold on for a minute, please, and then I'll take your question. So this issue of buying a young child as an Eved, again, I know we don't have Avadim nowadays, so this is not so halach l'maisa. Because of Hatur, Venira, de'ein la'hatur b'pachas mi'ben teisha. The concern is, that the way I spoke it out, that even if he's younger than 9, maybe we're worried, tishahenu, she will keep him, af la'achar sh'yigdal. She'll have him even when he becomes a gadol, meaning 9 years old and Roy Labia. So why is the Rambam himself, when he says, no, I don't think it's usher, I don't think it's a problem to buy a little boy? So the Rambam's not worried because, listen, the Rambam's not so worried about buying it a child when he's still young. This whole halacha that we're worried about is a little bit extreme. That she can't, we're not even talking about yichud, we're talking about just buying an Eved. We're not saying you could have yichud or not. Of course, yichud is aser. You can't even buy an eved. That itself is a chumrah. Okay, the Gemara says don't do it, but it's a chumrah. It's a chashu b'yama. So therefore, dayenu. It's enough. Shenes olikros eved roy libya. If you're going to say that it's aser, we're going to make the gzeirah. A woman shouldn't buy a vameil avadim. So make that okay. It's a big enough chumrah that she can't buy an eved. She needs somebody to schlep the groceries. She needs somebody to help in the house and do the hard work. We're not going to allow her. We're not going to allow her to buy an eved. Okay. So if I understand if it's an eved who's roi labia, so make that iser. Leave it as an iser. Aval shenigzar, but to be so severe, so onerous, to make a halacha shenigzar shalot tikna, even one that's ain a roi. Mishum dili kishe yigda, when he becomes a roi labia, 9 years old, asil deksha, then it's going to be, you know, it'll be something that could be questionable that we shouldn't do. That's probably that's the way the Kesef Mishnah explains this leniency of the Rambam, why the Rambam says it's only a problem once the child is 9, but before 9 is mutter. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. But interestingly enough, the same person, the Shulchan Aruch, although he gives a very good svara when he explains the Rambam's own opinion, but the Rambam himself said that the real halacha is not what I think, the Rambam said. He said, no, you can't buy an Eved, even a katan. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in the Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchis Yichud, we're up to this if you test already, lo tikna isha avadim zecharim afilu ketanim. Even before 9 years old. Here the word ketanim does not mean bar mitzvah, rather it means roi labia. You can't do that mipnei hachshad. So that's the halacha of not buying avadim, and again, we don't have avadim, so this is not so nagil mai. So somebody had a question or two. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, sir. The opposite. Yeah. We were makel by an Eved Kanani because he's going to talk, so she's going to be scared to do anything. She's a single woman, right? She's a single woman. So let's assume she's not a Nida. So she has something with a... okay. That could be, but that's not the point. The point is she's not going to. Like you don't have to be worried that if it's worse or not worse. The point is it going to happen? It's bad either way, but it's not going to happen. We don't have to be worried. So since she's scared that a guy might talk about it, so she won't do anything with a guy. And therefore it's not going to happen. Yes, it's worse. I don't care if it's worse. She's not going to do it. So there's nothing to discuss whether it's worse or not. Right. Right. Any other questions? Okay. So we'll now finish up with the last halacha. It's not the last halacha in Hilchos Yichud, but it's the next point. The next point in Hilchos Yichud is an interesting halacha because this is very nogei l'maisa. Could you have a Rebbe who's still single? And I know Rebbeim who are single, and it's a little bit troublesome because we're going to learn together in the next 2 minutes that it's an explicit Mishnah and a Gemara and a Rambam and a Shulchan Aruch that says that single men should not be Rebbeim. Shouldn't be. We'll have to talk about that. We'll have to talk about that. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see why. We'll see if that should or shouldn't make a difference when we learn the reason. I don't know why that should make a difference, as we'll see in a minute. Let's see what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Kedushin Pei Beis Amud Aleph. This is the last daf, I think, or the last daf and a half, one of the last Mishnahs in Kedushin. After the Halacha of Yichud, we have the following Halacha. Lo Yilamed Adam Ravak. An Adam Ravak. A Ravak is a modern Hebrew also for a single guy. A single guy should not teach Sofrim. Should not teach Sofrim, meaning teach kids. Teach reading. Should not be a Rebbe. Similarly, Vlo Tilamed Isha Sofrim. A woman should not be a Mora. Whoa, for boys, let's say. That is fascinating. Okay, so we're going to have to talk about that because I know a lot of schools that have moras for little boys. I know a lot of pre-1A moras, and a lot of first grade moras, and a lot of second grade moras, and a lot of third grade moras for boys. And a lot of kindergarten moras for boys, and a lot of nursery moras for boys. And the Mishnah says that's not proper. So we're going to have to deal with this. But I'm going to focus more on the first half. I'm not going to talk about the moras. I'm going to talk about a single guy being a Rebbe for boys. For boys. Rebbe Lazar says, even if he's not a single guy, even if he's someone who doesn't have his wife, you know, his wife is in another town, let's say they live in Borough Park and he teaches, up in like Scranton or something. He has a Rebbe during the week up in Scranton and comes home for Shabbos to Borough Park. So Rebbe Lazar says, even that would be also, he shouldn't teach boys because his wife isn't with him. Rebbe Af Misha Ein Lo Isha, meaning if his wife is not with him, so that's as opposed to a Ravak. A Ravak is a single guy who was never married. Here we're talking about somebody who was married or maybe is married, but his wife isn't with him. Even that person shouldn't teach. Shouldn't teach, period. So Rashi says, Ravak means a single guy, fine. Sofrim, what does it mean? Lo yilamed sofrim. Sofrim means milamde tinokos. He shouldn't be a Rebbe. Kolomer, lo yargil ravak atzmo. That word is going to be important soon, by the way. Because that word is meduyak. Rashi says he shouldn't accustom himself to teach. That means if there's a guy in Beis Medrash, a guy in first, second, third year Beis Medrash, he's a lively fellow. You know what happens? Imagine in Darche, they have, for whatever reason, a bunch of Rebbeim are out. And they have to, you know, fill the classrooms. So the Rebbeim aren't, they need two more Rebbeim today. Darche, you know how many Rebbeim Darche has? They have 8 classes from nursery until 12th grade. I mean, till elementary school. So imagine their elementary school has 75 Rebbeim, 80 Rebbeim. Out of 80 Rebbeim, if there's a cold going around in the neighborhood, you're going to have, you know, on a given day, 5 Rebbeim out. So they have 1 or 2 or 3 substitutes, but today there's a big cold, you know, a few extra Rebbeim are out. So what are they going to do? They'll go to the basement manager and say, you're a lively fellow, you love kids, why don't you teach today? Be a substitute Rebbe today. He'll say, what do you mean? I'm single. We're learning Kedushin. The Mishnah Kedushin says it's also for a single guy to be a Rebbe. Which we'll see. We haven't learned why not yet. We'll get there. So what will Rabbi Bender say? Rabbi Bender say, oh, I have a deacon Rashi. Rashi says, lo yargil ravak atzmo. He shouldn't accustom himself. B'lashon regilus. It's only a problem if it's consistently. And we'll see why. Again, when we understand the reason, we'll see why there's a difference between consistency and inconsistently. But the Rashi's Meduya, Klomer lo yargil ravak atzmo. You shouldn't accustom yourself to be a Rebbe. We'll see the reason, but Gemara mefresh taima. And similarly, in the other half, when we talk about a mora being a mora for boys, lo talamid isha sofrim lo targil atzma. Again, we're not talking about a substitute teacher. Substitute teaching would be presumably okay. We're talking about a regular kaviyastika teacher. Okay, but what's the answer? Why can't a single man be a Rebbe for boys? A mora, I could hear something that you don't have a mora for boys, that I could hear there's some, you know, gender, you know, dissonance. But what would be the problem of a boy, a Beis Medrash guy, single Beis Medrash guy, being a Rebbe? My taima, Ilim Mishaminuki, are we scared? I don't even want to say the words. That he's a single guy, he's a pedophile? Rechman al-Itzlan? Is that what you're worried about? You worry about a single guy, maybe he's going to try to, he's single, he doesn't have, you know, that which he was looking for, and he's going to, you know, find it in the children that he's teaching? Rechman al-Itzlan, I don't want you to say those words. Says the Gemara, you don't have to be concerned for that. V'hatanya, we have a brayso, Amar Rav Yehuda, lo, and we saw this before. We have a klal, and the klal is, we could take it to the bank. Lo nechshedu Yisrael al mishkav zachar v'al behema. We are not concerned, God forbid, we are not concerned that a Rebbe, even if he's single, and doesn't have, you know, for what he needs for himself, still, he's not chashed on the mishkav zachar. That's not a concern. So why can't a single guy be a Rebbe? Ella, Ravak, the reason why a single guy, a bacher, can't be a rabbi is because of the mothers of the kids. Mishum amhasa dianuke. Rashi explains, what is the mothers? He's not teaching the mothers. Yeah, but the mothers drop the kids off every morning. And you can have a single guy say, good morning, Mrs. Goldman. And good morning, Mrs. Freeman. So nice to see you. You look so good. Yeah, that, right? That's what's going to happen. The mothers every morning are going to come every morning, and she's going to see the same lady every morning, and they're going to start talking, and they're going to get a little friendlier and friendlier and friendlier, and they're coming every morning, and 365, whatever, 200 days, one after the other, they start, he's going to have a relationship with the mothers, and that's what we're concerned with. We're not worried about the kid, the Rebbe doing anything with the students. That's not the concern whatsoever. Whatsoever, we're not concerned about that. If there's an exception to that, Rachman al-Itzlan, that's the exceptional, you know, he's a crazy, that's sick, whatever it is. We're concerned about the fact that you have a single guy who's looking to get married, and you have all these ladies coming, and they're sheitels, and they're all verschpitzt, and whatever it is, dropping the kids off in yeshiva every morning. So, over time, especially if it's consistent, as we saw the Diuk and Rashi Yargil, it's going to be consistent, regular, he'll get to know her over a week, and 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, and two, and three. At some point, a relationship could develop, and that's what we're concerned with. And what about the other half? Why don't you want to have a Mora? Not because of the kids. Same thing. Isha, the reason why we don't want to have a Mora to teach the boys is Mishum Avhasa Dianuke. We're worried about the fathers who bring. You have a nice young Mora who's teaching the kids, and every day a father comes to drop off his kid and sees this nice young Mora. So we're worried that with time, who become Nisragel, they'll see each other every day, day after day, week after week, month after month. He's going to drop off his little boy at preschool, and he's going to start schmoozing with this 21-year-old Mora. And that's what we're worried about. Okay. That is the introduction to the sugya. Bez Hashem, next week we're going to have to talk about this more ba'arichus. We'll stop here, and we're going to have to see. I think there are many schools that certainly have single moras, definitely. Does this concern apply even for mora teaching girls? I'm saying every single school in the world, every single Beis Yaakov in the world has single teachers who teach the girls. And many yeshivas have single girls teach even the boys. And here it seems the first mission says that it's us. So we're going to have to figure this out, Be'ezus Hashem, next week.